Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I am joined by my, would I call you a co-host or what would I call you?
Just say guest.
Yes, guest host, Mr. Jaja. I can't say his last name because he don't want y'all to stalk him.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Yeah. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I, of course, want you to social network with me. You can join me on Facebook on my Smooth Drama page. And just Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me and I'll add you back and we can talk a taste on it. And I know some of you, I request, because some of you are scared to call, you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Sometimes y'all email me and it's some of the funniest stuff ever, and sometimes it's not. Hopefully, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about that other person that wasn't funny. But if you are funny, email me. And if you're not funny, Jaja's going to talk about you. was in Lodi Comic Con this weekend. You know, Lodi is not a very diverse area.
Yeah, where the hell is Lodi anyway?
Lodi is like right outside of Stockton. Like you get past Stockton and then bam, you're in Lodi. So, you know, Stockton's got all the black folks. Lodi has everybody else.
Now, is that named after that Thor's brother?
That would be Loki.
Oh, that's Loki. Oh,
yeah, okay. Not Lodi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I know you.
Well, you said Lodi in comics, so my mind went to Thor. Okay, but Loki. Okay.
Yeah, Loki. They're not very diverse there. It's not... I mean, there were a couple Mexican homies in front of the liquor store.
Oh.
And I think me walking down the street may have shook some people because they were, like, staring at me like I'm going to wreck my car because there's a black person in Lodi. It was kind of one of those things.
Like, what you doing here, boy?
Yeah. Oh, he must be here for that comic book convention. I didn't know you could read.
What you the mascot?
Oh, and the whole we've got our title, Blackjacks, and this older Caucasian gentleman walks up and is like, "Oh, Blackjacks, this looks good." Mm-hmm. So which one of you is named Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ha ha.
Because he knew y'all was black.
Right.
He was like, where's Jack?
Where's Jack at? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And message to white people. So all my Caucasian friends out there. You know, if you're not used to talking to black people or you've never talked to black people, if you tell a black joke, you may be safe in comic book conventions. Because comic book conventions are like Geneva. Nothing bad ever happens there. It's like it's all good, but if we would have been outside, well, that would be me saying that I would be committing a crime on you. I'm not going to do that. Allegedly, hypothetically, I would make a comic book where a comic book character would punch you in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even give you a throat shot. I don't know.
Well, you just don't understand the good people of Lodi, I think, for you. Maybe you're... You're taking your racist experiences from other years past and applying it to the good people of Lodi. He could have just been innocent and thought that it was black, and then there's Jack. And then he saw black guys sitting at the table.
Yeah, because that's what I think when I think of black Jack. Like, oh, all three of them must be named Jack. But one of them is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
We're in a new America power.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of people with those Make America Great Again shirts on there, too.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But
you know what that really means. When they say, it's kind of like one of those, you know how black people have their sayings and white folks don't really understand that those coded messages? Make America great again. Think about what that really means to the white guy. He's thinking of a world where...
America's great again.
No, a world where... people of color, blacks and Mexicans, are serving...
can all get along.
No, are serving them. Because the only time for white people that America's been great is during slavery. That was the greatest time. They have sung... so think about it. What other time in America where they have sung and created songs to commemorate that era? It is only during the time of slavery that you see a... Dixie, I wish I was in Dixie. It goes along with that. Like, that song means something different to white people than when we listen to it. And if you examine the lyrics,
well,
you'll find me to be right.
Well, no, I don't know too many black folks that listen to Dixie.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's coded messages.
Coded messages.
Make America great again. It's not just talking about America as a country. To the whites, it means make us where we're really dominating all these people of color.
Can I say, when you said that, you sounded almost like Jesse Jackson. It was like it was coming out of you.
I don't know about all that.
It was like, make America great again.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a coded message, man. We might not understand it. We might need a white person to call in and actually and see if I'm correct on my analysis that is secret. That's secret coded language.
Any one of those white people from Russia or Hungary who listen to my show, please call 347-826-7435. Or if you're in the continental U.S. of A., please give me a call, 347-826-7435. We would like to hear from you. And if you want to snitch, would that be snitching if they told us?
Well, they will be. The cat would be out of the box, as they say. Did I say that right?
No, you did not.
Oh, the cat out the hat.
God damn it! No.
What is it?
The cat is that out the bag, man?
Oh, you got the box. Box, hat,
like,
bag.
See,
okay.
You're going to have Peter calling the show like, oh, he be putting cats in boxes.
Like I say, coded messages, man. I don't know
right.
What that really
means. You just
mean.
Said a coded message.
No, I'm just saying, that's coming from white binoculars. That's from the white binoculars. I don't really, we repeat stuff because we think
nobody
it
said that but you.
I don't know what that really means. It might
it
have
meant
a
nothing.
Don't let
the cat out the box.
Don't let
you say that.
Okay,
that's a black
thing. Think about it. Who was referred to as cats in America? Yo, what's up? That's my cat. Black people, black men were referred to each other
as cats.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was long after, you know, they wasn't in the days of slavery, yo. That's my
cat. I'm just saying, that cat out
the
box.
Let the cat out the box.
And I'm telling you, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but...
Nah, you just sound like somebody who's making shit up.
Hey, cat out the hat, box, toilet.
See the hat. That's Dr. Seuss.
Hey,
cat in the hat.
Cat in the hat. That's secret. They say them cartoons are deep, man.
Okay, well... I can't say that I was ever into Dr. Seuss, so I couldn't tell you how deep they were. I just saw normally the people who were in special ed, they'd be reading those books, and so I just never picked one up because that would mean that I'm special too. So yeah, no if you're one of the people who, you know, you're still reading The Cat in the Hat right now, I mean, no disrespect to you. You might want to pick up something with a little bit more stronger vernacular than that, though. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to move on from that. Oh, I saw, moving on to something that's a little bit more non-culturally relevant. New York State Athletic Commission pulled UFC strawweight Pearl Gonzalez from her fight on UFC 210 because of her breast implants. They said that it couldn't happen because they were concerned over rupture. You know, and they say boxers who have breast implants are not eligible to box in New York.
That's probably a good rule right there, man. You don't want to see some stuff erupting on the mat. You know, they are squeezing you and the jiu-jitsu and all of that stuff. So what if they get behind her and squeeze too hard? And
That sounds like porno, though. It's like it's her breast. It's like, I'm going to choke you out by squeezing your breast on the mat.
You know how they in jiu-jitsu, they wrap their legs around you.
Around their neck.
They're
trying to choke you out.
How about a kick? A kick to the chest.
Right.
Just that alone.
Right.
So that's a good rule. You know, it's good that they even thinking about along that line. So,
okay. You think so?
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it other than,
she's a fighter. She don't see nothing wrong with one of her titties being misaligned, so.
Yeah, but, we have an obligation. There are a lot of people who do a lot of stuff if you leave it up to them to do. So there got to be some regulations. Like, for example, would you want to, a blind airline pilot?
What that got to do with fake titties?
The planes are computerized now, so he could technically say, I can still be a pilot, but I'm blind. And he could know where all the stuff is, and he land the plane because the computer landed the plane.
You are the master of making
somebody,
no sense.
I'm just saying somebody got to look out for, make sure people don't be doing stupid stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I mean, stupid is letting a blind pilot fly you anywhere.
That's stupid. Hey, if a woman or a man can marry a damn dog, man, anything is possible. It's America.
No, you can marry a robot nowadays.
Okay, that's even worse.
What?
No, they got not even living. That's why I say that's worse.
Yeah, but they're looking at it like ain't no argument.
Anyway, so good job. What was that?
The
New
York
boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. So we don't have no accidents.
I would have thought it'd been kind of funny. It'd be like, sort of like when they had the women with the fake booties and they sat the wrong way and like the plate turned backwards and you could just see like the plate imprint of her butt, like one of her cheeks.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
But she has the option. She can go and get the implants taken out of her breast and then fight. So
that's even dumber than what you said before.
Hey, it probably for her boyfriend, that probably is not what he wants. But hey, if she wants to fight, take the implants out. So it ain't stopping her.
It's stopping her in New York. Everywhere else you can get you.
I'm saying if she wants to fight in New York, but just in general. Just take the implants out. You can always put them back in.
Okay. That's like $10,000 a pop.
Hey, she's a jiu-jitsu fighter, man, so she's making money.
She ain't making no money. Mm-hmm. Fighters don't make money. Especially UFC.
She got those implants when she was trying to make money a different way. Now that she's trying to make money.
Back that up. Because you're saying she was trying to make money the wrong way.
I didn't say it was wrong. I just said, why do women get implants? one, they will automatically say, it makes me feel better. That's what they
right.
say. But we know they get them implants so men can notice them. And why? What do they want from the men that want to notice them? They want
penis.
The moolah. Not, well, no, they can get penis anywhere. They can get penis anywhere. They want moolah. So she got those implants to attract men to get money or some other financial gifts or
I
whatever
know
game.
She was trying to get money.
Okay.
Everybody
you put BI implants in the in your breast, you want men to look at you.
I would not put, because I don't want men
I know,
to look
I'm
at
saying.
You.
I'm saying people who make bodily alterations like that, they will say, I did it for me. I just, when I looked in the mirror, I just wasn't satisfied with my breasts. And I thought I would just look good at a triple D bra size breasts or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So she decided now to make another living doing something else. She should take the implants out. They don't need them anymore. She don't need them anymore.
Okay.
I need to be her advisor.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You don't. We going on break on that point. Yeah, this is the homies, the Hugh Drive.
Out of this world, distorted, input teleport, faked up, recorded, treated like an automatic coon, how you court it. Coon and noise, being distorted by the corporate. You don't have to write through to survive in our orbit. My sick breath is fresh like air. Kevin Cole survived the air of care. They write systems as fried like bacon. The industry human trafficking niggas like taking. The weak seem to be destined for oblivion. Distorting chains but still the same like Vivian. Our will brings interference of static. Solutions still prove to be problematic. The space these tribes devour heat like cannibals. Pick what we need to serve humans like Hannibal. Stronger than Black Panthers attacking like mammals.
45 hard drive.
Lane change, interstate, extend, mainframe. Welcome to the loop, where the news rain. Rovers to the shoulder drop, overboard the crash. Man, I landed on planet, peace of mind. Got stranded, saw gorillas in the wilderness, swinging from the branches. They told me that I need to go to sunny side Atlantis, so I took a shortcut through the Jack Gate campus. And when I got there, all of the troubles you could imagine. 1 million paintbrushes to the campus. Then I re-handed as I'm tilted on my axis. Cool water on the rock, space city drive traffic. Hold on. 19-6. Oh, highway 6 flow, built way 8 toll, change in the console. 288 to the city of the boat, 290 Northwest City Express. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Specimen, hold the exceptional, place it in Texas, now tell it to, tell it to quickly. Turn left from galaxy chasing, went towards a one-legged painting, flamingo in Arctic and Otto, your kind don't belong in our orbit, got matters on Parker, not our shit. Guess I'll just have to go carbonate. So Royal Oak from an art tip. Traveled on art ship, staring at star constellations, I cried. Now all they can say is that she got dry. Are you crazy right now?
Space.
Gotta wake up.
Space.
Look out.
Space. Rocket ship out of space with the Texas license plate. Larry Graham's when I blow. Baselines up my nose. Smell the rhythm of the cosmos coming from my clothes. Want to travel through the hue. Gonna learn to read roads. Read silver, read scotch. Read color, read black. Over land on the north. For a drive, don't stop. South Cuba's past hill. Victoria 10. We'll catch a view of the new news. And you can see me. Space stuff. Click the great adventures of the crew. Self slick. No, Rick, no, iPad, but I mention IMAX, but I rap. High definition, get the fine definition. They imply we are different because they listen from a distance. We from the same hood, same street, same ghetto, same single parent home, no car, same metro. Some graduation will say some never leave their condo. Those who got tied to people, that's how they live up. You know what in my tempo. You see them hollering Coco, you see them ducking Coco. You see them filling up your tray with all them lofty condos. I hate to be the one to fill it to white, dick, spread, hard, brown, space. Good night.
Together you guys move. drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. That was the homies down from Houston, the Hue Drive. I wrote that song. I want my royalties. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I'm serious. I do want my royalties. Y'all know y'all owe me. I wrote that song in 2007. Just saying. Anyway. My main man, Jaja, posed the question. Is Young Thug hip-hop? I can't say that without laughing.
Oh, or it is, okay, rap has gotten to the point. Okay, someone sent this on my Facebook feed, where now you can start to put rap in categories, different categories. Like you have your conscious rap, you have your party rap, you have
drag
your
queen rap.
Satanic rap, you have your
drag
and so
queen rap.
Young Thug will represent
drag
the gay rap.
Rap,
you know, the gay rap or the LGBTQWHYP.
He hasn't, you know, you saw him on his album.
I've never listened to any of his music, and I don't even know what he looked like. That's how
he has a dress on his latest album cover.
Even more, why I haven't paid no attention to it. But, so has rap gotten to the point of this expansion where it now can be divided into certain categories like what we've seen with R&B and soul and pop? And, you know, they got all these different categories. Has it gotten to the point? And if it has, It does Young Thug represent the genre of homo rap?
Drag queen rap.
Okay, drag queen rap.
I'm just saying he wear a dress. So it's drag queen. It was a nice dress.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
it was,
I said, I don't know nothing about
it. It was nice and flowing. Would you like to see a picture?
No, I'm good.
It was nice and flowing.
I'm taking my walk. I already told you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful dress, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw it. I was like, wow, he's got a nice, it's like an evening gown type. It's down to the ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I take it. You don't think Young Thug is hip hop?
Since I ain't heard any of his music, or anything, and I'm sure you probably have. I think.
Yeah, I got like 30 seconds in.
So my point is from someone who has listened to his music
for 30 seconds,
and even know what he looked like.
Yes.
Would you consider him
dressed
as representative of this new genre of hip hop, and I can throw in Empire too, because they the little show that comes on, they kind of promotes that genre also.
What genre is this?
Homo rap. And homo
R&B. What is homo rap?
Well, you a homo and you rapping. I guess about homo.
I mean, you a homo sapien.
Well,
it's like I'm
okay.
By my
LGBTQWXYZ people, right?
LGBTQ.
Same gender. Oh, I got it. Same gender loving people rap. How about that one?
Okay.
There you go. Same gender loving people.
That still didn't answer the question.
I don't know, because I haven't listened to his stuff, but I would assume, you know, I've been out of the country for a while, so if this is what the new America is promoting, I'm asking someone who's been here.
Actually, I saw an article where a dude was talking about how, you know, people are hating on Young Thug because he's wearing the dress, when back in the days, everybody wore dresses.
Mm.
It's like back in Kemetic days, when Egypt was Kemet, he actually wrote that. So Egypt was Kemet, people wore light dresses, like dudes in almost like mini skirts.
Yeah, but it's a culture. He ain't in that culture, though. You can't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we also had cultures where people walked around naked. So why don't we do that? You can't just make you know, comparisons like that.
I actually wouldn't mind that.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, it takes all the mystery out of everything, right? You definitely wouldn't know. So are you saying that when you go to Europe one day, you're going to try one of them nudist beaches?
If it's not cold, and I'm not planning on going to Europe.
All them old people out there, you know, it ain't about the weather for me. Because for me, it would be, do I want to see all the images that you want, you're going to see at a nude beach? That would be the question.
So if you was in a nude beach in the Bahamas, Jamaica, Trinidad.
I said Europe.
Let's go to, you're in Trinidad, Tobago, you're in St. Kitts, nude beach. Would you like, nah, I can't be out here?
Hey, I'm just saying. That's a different.
Answer the question. I asked you a different question.
I mean, honestly, no.
What?
No, because I don't know what I would see. Like, if you can guarantee me that there's an age limit at that beach,
what?
You know what I mean? Like,
hold on.
There's gotta be like
hold
an
on.
Age
no.
limit.
Hold on.
If I see grandma or grandpa walking around. Look, I don't want to see all that.
So you're saying grandma can't be sexy?
Hey, I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying, I don't want to see all that.
Ageism.
No. Come on now. You got a pop. Would you want to see your pop?
No, hold on. see how you get that subterfuge. Avoid your
my mom, I'm just saying, I don't want to
see
that.
They got a little vacation.
I'm just saying, you would see somebody in the category of your parents, so age-wise.
You think 75-year-olds is out there?
Hell yeah. They're the ones that be on vacation. They going to see the world before they die. Young people are working, are struggling. They ain't going to know Barbados unless they live there. I'm just saying.
That's your answer.
That's my answer.
So,
we went to the Bahamas, right? Before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
when we went out that Friday night,
which was the beach.
Right, I know, but you know, the Bahamas is on the whatchamacallit, it's on the island. So
okay.
The whole island is a beach, basically.
I'm just saying.
So if all those people there was at the new beach, we say, nah, we wasn't going to be there.
But our hotel had a beach, and we didn't see all them people there. That's my point. What we saw was mostly old people
what?
Walking around.
Yeah,
that was at the hotel. All right. Mostly old people.
I'm just saying. We're in the Bahamas, and all those people in the club, if they was on the beach, and they were all new. Would you say like, no, I can't be here?
I say if there's an age restriction,
restriction.
Yeah, like
what's your cutoff age?
If you are a senior,
what's your cutoff
are you,
age?
If you're considered a citizen,
what is your cutoff age?
I'm gonna put the hat down. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say,
come on,
50 or younger.
50 or younger.
Anything over 50.
So if you 51, that's it.
That's it.
Even if you banging at 51.
That's it. No, because
Tina Turner.
You can't discriminate.
You can't discriminate.
51,
that's
55.
It.
I'm just saying. I mean, people don't even like to see people with bikinis on at the beach. You done been to the beach one time and some old person walked by and they have a bikini on that you just looking at like, I ain't even need to see that today. You know what I mean? Come on, now imagine what that would be like if they're nude. You see, what if you got your kids? You feel your kids would be messed up for the rest of their life.
First and foremost, the naked beach
people
is exclusive. It's not.
People bring their kids, man.
See,
you
but
know
that's,
how sick,
that's that
you know how sick. You know how sick people are. You think their kids ain't there?
Okay. I mean, but you think they are.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Okay. I would disagree with you there. But I guess if y'all have a different view on that, hit us up. As a matter of fact, I would like to see the email. Email me and tell me yay or nay on the naked beach and what would be your age cutoff? We're working with a age cutoff here.
Now, the other option is to
have
outside of the beach that's 55 and older. You can break it down like, you know, like that. You can do it like that. You know, everybody be on that. Hey, that would actually be kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Segregation?
Segregation. You want to be around the people in your age grade. So 55 and up, they have their section. I mean, 50 and up have their section. And then 50 to like, say, 30.
So 50 and up.
50 to like 30.
So
have their section. And 30
so,
on down, man.
What if they said 49?
No, I'm saying from 49 to
like 45.
30. Yo, you have a section for 49, 50 and below, all the way down to like 35, 30. You know what I'm saying? No problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't have no problem with that, all right. Man.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
That's like grandmama going to the club. Same thing.
Grandma getting it.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, baby.
Come on.
Let grandma tell you. Let grandma tell you what's up.
Everybody gonna say she should be her ass at home.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Grandma
everybody gonna be like, she should be at home. Come on. That's exactly my point. Now
wow.
You seeing what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Hey, you was hating like that.
You see grandmama in the club, you 21 years old, out on the floor dancing, you're going to be like, come on now.
Get it, grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, shake it. Look, that's my grandma out there shaking it like that.
Yeah,
that's right. Where I get it
yeah,
from.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's my point. Same logic.
Right. That's where I get it from. Grandma, shake it. Show me that move, grandma.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, you twirl it like this. This is how you bring the boy to the yard.
Yeah. Like I say, nobody wants to tell the truth. Grandma should have her ass at home.
Why?
Right.
The kids is gone. Grandma born at the house.
Yeah, go to the old folks club. I don't have no problem. Go to the old folks club with the old people hanging out.
What damn dance there?
Yeah, they do.
No,
you discriminate. You think old folks can't dance. But you want them to come to the young club, okay?
I didn't say they couldn't dance. I said they are not dancing.
Why? Why they're not dancing? Listen to Bing Crosby and Sammy Davis Jr.
Bing Crosby.
People from their generation.
America great again.
Yeah. So
he eventually got back on the plane after he was taken off. Face was all bloody because, once again, he fell. Volition.
Mm-hmm.
No one hit him or nothing. You know, just one of them things. Get up. Nah, I ain't getting up. Come on, you gotta get up. Why I gotta get up? Because you gotta go. Oh, man, this is bullshit. I mean, as he went to, I guess, maybe get his bag, whatnot, and he just kept hitting himself in the face when he fell.
Because,
you know, that can happen in little small walkways. It's not a lot of room, so it would be real easy to fall. And
well, yeah, I mean, I think he was Asian, right? Wasn't he Asian?
Yeah, he was Asian.
So, I mean, these people are just getting a wake-up call. See, this is what happens when you let these people, I mean, and these white law enforcement officers in particular, go rampant wild on killing blacks. Then what happens is they feel empowered to do it to anybody that's non-white. So these other people, Asians, Mexicans, or whoever else, they're now experiencing to a certain lesser degree what black people be experiencing, because the Make America Great Again is about saying there are no rights that a white man has to obey that non-whites have.
So you're saying that on this lottery they were cheating. And they just picked the Asian guy?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying
even if they did the lottery randomly, if they tell you, it's kind of like the police tell you, get out of the car as a black man. Okay? He stopped you. You didn't do nothing. He stopped you and he tell you, get out the car. Now, at that moment, you can say, it's my right. I don't have to get out the car. You stopped me for no reason at all. Blah, 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 blah. And then what usually happens? Either the police shoot you dead, or he drags you, calls for backup, drags you and beats you out of the car. Same logic applies for this. The same logic. They asked that Asian guy to move, get off the plane. He said no. And the same rules apply.
No, they said that they did not pick him up or touch him. It was all figment.
Well, isn't that what they said with the black guys?
Well, no thing,
man. They shoot it on video and say, you know what? Hey, you know, he reached and did something.
Yeah, they said, you know, the camera be lying.
Right.
Yeah.
When y'all see the full extent of the investigation,
right,
you will see. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. That's Make America Great Again. So if we want some tangible examples. Even though I'm black, I don't really understand it. Like I said, we need some white folks to come on and define what that means to them. But that's what I mean when they say Make America Great Again, meaning if that same person was white, they would not have acted the way they did. I'm talking about the law enforcement agents.
I saw this video where a woman of the evening, who she just happened to be of Caucasian descent. They kind of grabbed her by the face and the dude slammed her.
Yeah, but one exception to the rule. That's like saying cops don't shoot white guys sometimes. Yeah, they do. They do shoot white people sometimes. So it's no exception of the rule.
They shoot white people?
We're just saying.
No.
There are exceptions to the rule. That's what I mean. But I'm just saying that doesn't. You know, dismiss what I'm saying. In general, that is not the standard operating procedure they have with whites. And if somebody, you know, some of these guys coming from Afghanistan and Iraq, they're completely crazy. Regardless if the person white, black, Mexican, or whatever.
Yeah. It's funny you would bring that up, because that is that is one of our, in the next segment, that is our Groundhog Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Derek Smith. When you read about Derek Smith, you will take back everything you have said.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I'm guaranteeing it. Maybe. Anyway, this goes out to Young Thug. This is a and all the people who love Young Thug. I'm not playing Young Thug.
Oh, okay. I'm just lying.
Hold on, man. You're going too far with this shit.
This is Killer Mike. Ready, Set, Go. The remix.
Okay. The world ain't ready. The world ain't ready.
One for the
I kill kill.
Remix.
It is. Get ready, let's go, homeboy.
Let's go.
Nigga ball in your court, my nigga. Take this shot, man. Let's get it, man.
You gon' respect this hustle.
Ready, set, go.
Let's go.
Make a nigga get right up.
Go, nigga.
I know street back tired of this weak shit.
Okay.
Your style been ran through like a freak bitch. Your pussy club got you angry, what you frequent?
Okay.
Yeah, hard ass nigga ain't your sequence. Might as well shop at Victoria's Secret. Have a gift wrap, you some I love pink shit. Bring you and y'all niggas to link with. You better find another nigga to link with. Cousin nigga, you link with the rifle. I used to bullet that monkey nigga at high school. Sit at the lunch table, steal and eat his damn food. The pretty girls, they say Michael a damn fool. I get my work on, they get my flirt on. I say fuck him, he a pussy, put a skirt on.
Ready, set, go. Make a nigga kick right up, kick go. Ready, set, go. Make a nigga kick right up, kick go.
Nigga, how it's gonna get bigger with that nigga, the B.I.G. and the microphone killer, Jack the Ripper, all thriller, no filler, let's them fill it, your bra up with the snicker, I drill her while you finger pricker, that means you barely feel a thing when you hit a block, drop these bangs like a saber-tooth tiger, a tiger, the prehistoric crack writer, and I'ma keep up with a nigga. All of these non-rhyming sack writers, the golden arms, Johnny United's rap titan. Boy, your life is like stern and silver, it needs a little shining. Deadly silent on you suckers like a hairdo. Beauty parlor rapping that singers, we say, how dare you? I can't stand you, you're making the game soft like a bantu. I'm blowing this bitch down like a hurricane answer. It's Sunday family and my man too. Grind time, grand hustle, fucker, we will drag you.
Ready,
set, go.
Making
niggas
keep right up, keep going.
I'm the Asian Arcada, which means I'm dope like the pills you swallow. Down by law, I lead, don't follow. Grind five grand, hustle and fun, swallow. I remain in the game to break Wayne's off. Some of them fisted in and some too soft. The hood been forced to fuck with y'all by default. But now the truth here, the bullshit cuts off. This is real, homie. No fake, no filler. 100% grade A killer. Something like the pits that I keep in Villa Victor. And I'ma be quiet cause they might pick ya. Might catch Mike with a light, might dip her. Some purple kush gotta get me high like a missile. Smoking one deep, homie, cause I don't fuck with ya. Sincerely from the hustle and grind.
Ready, set, go. Make a nigga keep right up, keep go. Ready, set, go. Make a nigga keep right up, keep go.
Motherfucker, ain't nothing you can do about it, homie. You better motherfucker keep your lunch money in your goddamn waist basket, nigga.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Killer Mike featuring Big Boy and T.I. Ready, Set, Go. Shout out to all the Young Thug fans out there getting run through like a freak. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Apparently, some people who thought that, yeah, your age-appropriate nude beach wouldn't work. Somebody's going to climb the fence. Anyway, Groundhog Day. Why we talk about Groundhog Day? What is Groundhog Day? Groundhog Day is where we talk about my favorite Bill Murray movie, where the same thing happens over and over again, and you can't get, you can get trapped in that nightmare, and it just keeps happening again and again and again. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to know how to get out of jail early, you know, and maybe we could have, you know, how we talked about how OJ was the dumbest black man on earth. Maybe if OJ would have done this, he too could get out. Derek Smith, who helped kill cops, threatened cops while in prison, he got released in 4 years on good behavior. Now, as you can see, Jaja, this is a face that most mothers can love.
Yeah, I know how you got out of jail on good behavior.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was released to the custody of his grandmother with a warning from police that he should be approached with extreme caution.
Mm.
Now, mind you, is the dude that is part of a group called the Sovereign Citizens. Sovereign Citizens is an anti-government group that doesn't recognize authority and is on the FBI's watch list.
Right.
And, you know, he's in jail, threatening cops, and still associates with the Sovereign Citizens group.
Well, you know what probably has happened is that he can turn snitch, and that they let him out of jail and let him go back, and he's going to be their informant. So that's a possibility.
That's a possibility. But if you're in the Sovereign Citizen and he killed somebody and he got out after 4 years for good behavior, you're probably not going to trust him.
Yeah, but there will be stipulations on that, meaning that they let him out on public parole, so FBI can, or police can bring him back to jail. He can serve the full sentence at any time. You know how that works. He's probably out there snitching.
Okay. But that would, I mean, I'm not going to say that they're like intelligent human beings, but most folks know that if you murder somebody and you got out after 4 years, for good behavior, that you were snitching.
Right. That's probably what people
right.
Hey, you murder someone and you get out.
Right.
Yeah, you probably after
4 years. And I mean, I brought up OJ because, you know, OJ didn't even have a gun. OJ just was like, I want my stuff back. And he got 33 years.
Mm.
And now he's up for parole this year.
Mm.
What do you think are the odds that Mr. Simpson gonna get out?
He's probably gonna serve that whole sentence, man. That whole 15 he's gonna do.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I was actually arguing with a coworker today who was like, nah, OJ gonna get out early.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you think OJ gonna get out? Because I contend that, because remember, he got 33 years.
Right.
So I figured that OJ
31 or 32,
mm-hmm.
somebody gonna get into a fight with him.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna give an extra 20.
Yeah,
if he's looking, if he's looking healthy, because you know he could be looking healthy.
He'd be an old man. He'd be lucky to live that long. You know, those prisoners, some of them don't get to live that long because, you know, type of food and diet and experiments that they are counting in prison.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to guess in OJ's case, they're going to make sure that he eats good because they want him to stay alive for a long time because there's some unique suffering that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
You
can't die yet.
It's like, hold on.
You can't
on.
Die yet. You ain't suffering long enough.
We got to make sure that you eating the best food, fruits and vegetables. He getting them checkups, even mm-hmm. if he don't want none. I mean, yeah, OJ is going to live that whole... He's going to die in jail, but he's going to live a long
like
time.
Some years old.
Right, exactly.
He's going to serve that whole sentence.
Right.
Mm.
Look, OJ, I mean, one, he could be getting the cocaine, but it's not like any white dudes are going to fool with him there. If he's around any white people, they're going
to... He still gets his pension, man. Because he went to jail,
yeah.
Don't mean he don't get his pension. He still get his $25,000 a month.
Okay.
And so I'm pretty sure we sitting over here talking about OJ... He probably got a TV in the cell. He's probably living quite well in prison.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
You think that they're treating Orenthal well
yes,
in
because
jail?
Because those guards, he got money, and those guards will do whatever. If you got money, you can buy all kinds of stuff. Trust me on that.
All right.
Well, even bringing in women is an option.
I don't know. I don't think that he's getting love in jail.
Uh-huh.
You were here in the United States when OJ got off. Now,
okay.
Now were you at work?
Yeah, I was at no. That was during what was I? Might have been at work.
All right. Well, see, I was at work. I worked at a retail store at the time.
No, I was in class. I was in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I was at work, retail, and it's people everywhere. When it was announced, you know, there were two sorts of people. There was black folks like, yeah, we are 1,000,892.
Right.
And white people were like, what? You know, I had coworkers who left work. They were crying. They were physically crying. They left work because it was too much for them. You know,
right.
200,892,001. That one loss was too much.
Right. But that goes back to the Make America Great Again. That's what they wanted, to return when blacks didn't get no justice.
All right. So, once again, we are in the Make America Great Again era.
Right.
So, OJ, you honestly think that he is getting proper treatment in jail? He's getting what he wants, TV, all that other
well,
stuff.
Well, I take that back. They could have a special... you know, the people that were behind putting him there, you know,
right.
contact the warden and said, make sure he's doing
hard time. Right. They gave him 33 years for something. Remember, the guy, all the legal experts said, this is something that people normally get 2 years probation.
Mm-hmm.
now we go back to Derek Smith. He's with a group that is on the FBI's list. He
right.
killed two cops. He was part of killing two cops. He got out for good behavior in 4 years.
Like I said, he's probably a snitch.
Okay.
More than likely, he's a snitch.
Well, I mean, he had a face that his mother would love. Maybe.
Yeah, you have faith that some of them guys in prison would love you. Yeah. So we know, like I said, we know what the good behavior was he was doing down there.
Yeah, it was really good behavior. Like, you know what?
Yeah, you gonna take care of me, boy.
All right, well. Speaking of Groundhog Day, Robert Bentley. I don't know if you know who Robert Bentley is.
No, who is Robert?
Robert Bentley is Alabama's governor. He's the one that resigned Monday, rather than face impeachment, and he pled guilty to two misdemeanor campaign violations. What did he do? And it's always funny to me how they describe these cats, because they, in, you know, reading the article, they're like, in a remarkable fall, the mild-mannered 74-year-old Republican and one-time Baptist deacon stepped down as the sex kid scandal gathered force over the past few days.
So they must got some real video footage of him.
Oh,
they definitely got some hardcore evidence.
Yeah, one of the misdemeanor charges against him was a $50,000 loan he made to his campaign in November. Now, $50,000 loan that he made to his campaign.
I think there's a limit on how much he can give to his own campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
That's illegal.
Yeah, and then the other charge stemmed from his use of campaign funds to pay nearly $9,000 in legal bills for his honey dip.
His what?
His honey dip.
Of course.
You know, his little boo.
Yeah.
I got you, boo.
I'm probably putting money that they got video of the second part, the latter. Of the two situations to make him step down.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even want to go to trial. You don't even want to fight this. Just resign.
Yeah, he just resigned. Now, here's the other thing. In the plea agreement, it specified that he must surrender campaign funds totaling nearly $37,000 within a week and perform 100 hours of community service as a physician. And he, because he was a dermatologist, he also cannot seek public office again. Now, I'm looking at $50,000 and $9,000, but he's paying back $37,000. Am I? Am I missing something?
I guess so.
There's some money.
Some money missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So maybe he explained away about $13,000 or what he did with, who knows.
Let's see what that happened was. What had happened was, now some people call that white privilege. I personally don't like the word myself. It makes things sound simple. I mean, it's the way things always have been. Like, I mean, because white privilege is saying that, oh, this is something new. But it's not new. It's kind of par for the course, as they call it.
Right.
Yeah, see, I use the word
par for the course.
Not cat in the box.
Hey, cat in the box, cat in the hat, cat on the porch, all the same. Make America great again, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all about to believe.
On that note. From my main man, Ja Ja, Mr. F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We're going to make America great again. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.